My name is Bairnie Mullen, and I have retinitis pigmentosa, which is known normally as RP. I live in Dungiven, which is in County Derry.
I suppose to start with, could you maybe describe a couple of things of what it's like to live with RP on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it can be very limiting in that, you know, everything's like an obstacle course. Even inside the house, you're tripping over things, and you're outside, then you're not seeing, you know, the curb onto the road. So it can be quite frustrating at times. And then in the dark, I would have no sight at all. So it can be quite difficult to get out. It can be a struggle at times.
In your own words, what's it like seeing with RP?
I would find as if there would be, it's like having a mist or a fog. Everything's fairly cloudy through the day. And then in the evening, nighttime, I would just have no vision at all. I was diagnosed when I was about 23, I think I was. But like, it had been going on for quite a while before that, late teens. And it just got worse. So I was 23 when I was diagnosed with it.
And has it got worse as the years went on, or?
It has, but it seems to have, you know, it's not progressing really quickly. So it's not actually got a lot worse this past, you know, few years.
Tell me a couple of bits of technology or sort of things that you use to kind of help with not being able to see fully.
Magnifiers. I would use the ones that you would get from the hospital, the small magnifiers that they would supply. And I would use magnification on my mobile phone, Synaptic, which magnifies all the different screens for me. The computer, I used to have Supernova and ZoomText, but now it's built into the computer, so I would use magnification all the time in the computer.
Would you use a cane or anything when you're out and about?
I have a cane, but I rarely use it. I'm using it more now, but I don't use it all the time. I think it draws attention to me more, and I just don't really feel that comfortable. I have had my training, and Marion was brilliant, but I just only use it, you know, occasionally.
So tell me a little bit about your family life then, and, you know, what your family's attitude and how they get on with you not being able to see fully.
They would be very, my husband and my, I have two daughters and a son, and they would be very supportive. Sometimes to a fault, that they would be wanting to do everything for you. And I like my independence too much. I have 5 grandchildren, and the oldest is 6, Rachel, and she's absolutely brilliant. She seems to have an insight in some way. Maybe it's because I look after her so much. She would be very intuitive and would always know, you know, she would come back, watch Granny such and such, watch there's a step here. She's very good. She's really, really good now. And I would have some really good friends as well who would be very helpful and very supportive. But they know I like my independence, so if I want help, I will say to them. Having said that, I think it's important that we do accept help and tell. Like, I would go into a shop and I would have my magnifier to see the prices and see the different brands. And like, people, assistants would always come over, do you need help? And it used to be I would have said, no thank you. But now it's, you know, much easier to say yes, thanks, and accept the help that's offered, because people in the shops I find locally, you know, Derry, Dungiven, even Belfast, I find them very, very helpful. And I think attitudes have changed. People are more willing to come forward and offer help now. You know, it used to be you would have went into a shop and I would have asked, whereas, say, navy trousers, and there's over there, you know, on point, well, sure, I didn't know where over there was. But yeah. Now people would take the time, you know, and take you over and show you where it is. So I find things have definitely improved.
That's an interesting point. So you think the public are becoming more...
Yeah, definitely more aware, yeah.
More aware.
And even in the workplace as well, you know, years ago people wouldn't have really understood. But now with visual awareness training that RNIB would provide, I think things definitely have started to improve. There's still a long way to go, but I think we're getting there slowly.
And what does it mean to you to be taking part in the How I See campaign?
I think it's very important to raise awareness and to educate people. I think nobody can do it better than people with partial sight or people who are blind. You know, it's nobody better can do it, because people with the best will in the world, you know, that work for organisations may be able to educate people, but they can't do it as well as the clients with the partial sight or blindness can do it.
What would you say to anybody who's listened to this, who maybe at a different stage of the journey to yourself, and maybe maybe recently lost sight, what would you say to them?
I would definitely encourage them to get help and get support and get it as early as they can, and by joining support groups, talking to people who have the same conditions, because nobody else really does understand as well as people who have the same condition. And you know, people would say, I know how you feel, or I know how you are, but they don't really at the end of the day. So it's getting in touch. I remember when I was first diagnosed, Sensory Support put me in touch with a fellow who had the same eye condition as me, and it was only then that it started to click with me, and the, you know, everything fell into place, that I understood he was able to work, and he showed me his computer with the magnification, and you know, it was the start of my journey, really, was, you know, meeting him. The Sensory Support workers did all they could, but they couldn't really have that same reality check that he had.
So like a positive role model?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
We do hear that a lot. Could you talk a little bit more about that? Like what did he, how did that come around?
He was able to show, you know, whenever I met him, he was able to show me in practice how he used the computer, how he worked, different aids that he had came across, magnifiers and different equipment that he used. And it was only seeing him use the equipment, you know, that I could see that I would be able to do the same things myself, you know, and meeting other people as well that had the same eye conditions, because every eye condition, as you know yourself, is different. You know, what I need and what somebody else needs could be completely different. You know, there's no standard solution. So it's getting the right solution for yourself, and only by talking to people and seeing what's out there, you know, and experience, it's trial and error sometimes, trying the things and seeing what works best for you. I would say it was probably one of the lowest points of my life, the day that the consultant said, it was the fact that he just said, there's nothing we can do. You'll just have to, you know, you're going blind, you'll just have to get on with it, as if, bye-bye, you know, that's it. And there was no mention of any sort of follow-up, or I'll see you back in 6 months' time. It was just go away, and that was it. Now, with the low vision clinics and the support that's there, even the workers locally, Katrina and Connor, that work with the hospitals, RNIB themselves would be in the patient client councils. There's a lot of communication, and there's a lot more support. But that particular day when I was told, it was just, you know, felt just like the end of the journey.
And now, you know, you fast forward a number of years on,
I have managed really well.
Yeah. And now you see yourself as like a, you know, you volunteer with RNIB, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. And I would, you know, I'd like to meet people who have just, I've met somebody recently in Limavady who's just been diagnosed and, you know, not keen on coming under RNIB, not keen, you know, the community connect. And it's getting your foot on the door. It's getting the confidence to get meeting people, talking to people. And that's the only way to actually deal with it.
Well, Bernie, it's been fantastic talking to you today.
Thank you.